Good morning. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. My name is Sister Christine LeMay, and I'll be your host for today, Thursday, September 4th. Again, I welcome you to Global Time with Christ Jesus. On behalf of Pastor Aubrey Gregory, I would be your host for the next 50 minutes or so. So welcome to each and every one of you who are on this line this morning seeking to reach out to our Lord Jesus Christ, seeking to pray and to praise his name, for this is the day that he has made, and we would rejoice and be glad with it, in it. I'd like to open us with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for blessing us. We thank you for watching over us. We thank you for keeping us, Lord. Lord, because we know without you, we are nothing. We thank you for choosing us. We thank you for dying on the cross for us, Lord, that we could have hope, knowing that our salvation was paid on that cross by you. We come this morning humbling ourselves before you, asking you to cleanse us and purge us, wash us one more time in your blood, forgive us for our sins, and help us, Lord, to walk this walk daily with you and through you, with your love, that we would share your love and hope in you with others everywhere that we go today. In Jesus' name we pray, and we know that our prayer is answered. Amen. This morning, I would like to share a little insight on hope. Our hope to continue on. Sometimes we get ourselves in situation, or God allow us to go through situation that seem hopeless. And when we are in these situations, the hope to continue on, sometimes it's very, very slim. As we see in the news, on the TV, we see, hear it on the news, many, many people are committing suicide, and this is because they reach in a situation or a position in their life where it seems utterly hopeless. And the devil bring the thought that, okay, there's no way out of this. There's no way out of your situation. The best thing to do is end your life. But we as Christians know that we have hope in difficult circumstances. Sometimes we experience anguish, despair, and hopelessness. But we know that our God has promised us that he is the ultimate source for eternal life. The scripture, I have some scriptures here that give us hope, and that we know that God has made a covenant with us. The first scripture is Lamentations 3:22-23. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. Day and new every morning, great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. We also have Psalm 115:3, which says, our God is in the heaven, and he does all that he pleases. Deuteronomy 7:9, know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations. Then this is a familiar one, James 1:2-4. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith provides steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Philippians 4:19 says, and my God shall supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So these are the covenant and the promises that God has given us to continue in hope and to continue in despair no matter what it looks like. He promised us new mercies each morning. He promised us his grace. God has made the promises. He has given us the word. And he promised us that those of us who believe in him, every promise in the Bible, God says, is yea and amen. We have favor with him. He will see to it that we have favor with men also. And he will help us and give us the strength to walk with him, knowing that we walk in his favor. As Christians, we often experience far less than God's best for us. However, God promises are meant especially for us Christians. And the first place to start is with our relationship with God. We have to build a relationship with him. And the only way we could build a relationship with him and trust in hope to continue is by getting in the word. The word, he has given us his word to trust and to walk in faith and hope that he would do what he said he would do. Another scripture that I dwell on is Romans 8:24. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? In other words, you have to believe and have faith in the hope in God. Because as the scripture says, if God shows us everything or he reveals everything to us, we have nothing to hope for. Because we have already seen everything that he's going to do. We already see everything that is going to happen. So then we have nothing really to hope for. But if we believe in him, even though we do not see him, we know that he promised us that if we hope in him with faith, he will come true for us. I have a few, again, if you have any prayer requests, or praise report, you are free to interrupt at any time. I have a few things that I would like us to pray for with the hope, knowing that God, no matter what the situation is, no matter how dark it looks, that our hope in God is what is going to keep us and what is going to come true for us. For the past few weeks, I have been praying for single people, and even though sometimes we think that when we are single, we should just concentrate on ourselves, and we should, it's all about us, and there are some single people who need to be assured of hope in Christ Jesus. So this morning I would like us to seek God for single people. Father, we come to you in no other name but your Son, Jesus Christ. And we pray, Lord, that you will fill single people's hearts with your love. Father, we pray that they may taste and experience the satisfaction which is found only in God. That you will bring friendships, a full relationship with you, Lord, first. That we will seek you first in our singleness, Lord, knowing that you are able to keep us. You are able to strengthen us. Father, sometimes it feels lonely, it feels hopeless, but we know you promised us that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And we pray for fullness of relationship with you before we seek a relationship with any single person. Father, we ask for sexual purity and simplicity of lifestyle. Father, we ask that those who are seeking marriages, who desire to be married, Lord, we pray that you would get them ready first, that they will seek you first, Lord. We pray for those who are single by death or by divorce, that they would find healing and new hope of life ahead. We pray, Father, that you keep all single people everywhere. Father, that they will turn to you in their time of loneliness. They will turn to you to seek and to find happiness and peace and joy in you, Lord. And that they would use their singleness to work for your kingdom, to seek you, Lord, to even encourage other single people that God is with us, and that once you are with us, Lord, you will give us the peace, the joy, and the happiness of being single. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Another topic I would like to lift up in prayer, and I know that if we do not we on the line do not have family in prison or friends in prison, you probably know someone who has a daughter or a son, a husband, or somebody who is incarcerated. So this morning I would like to lift up prisoners. I'd like to see God for prisoners and their families, that people in jail and prison will hear the gospel and follow Christ. Father, we come to you this morning lifting up all those who are in prison, lifting up their families. Lord, some of us on this line has families, has close relatives, have children who are in prison. And I know what it is to have a family member in prison. And the fear it brings for their safety. But, Father, we come to you this morning praying that they will hear the gospel and follow Christ. We pray, Lord, for fellowship with believers to multiply, that they be protected from violence and forces of spiritual evil. Father, we pray that you would send prison people to minister in the prisons, that you will open the doors, that you will grant them favors, that they would go into the prison and minister to these men and women, that they would find hope, that they would know that there is still hope, that this is not the end, that God has preserved them for his purpose. Father, we pray for their families who are out here without them. We pray for the children. We pray for the wives. We pray for the husband, for the mothers and the fathers. Lord, we pray that you will sustain them. We pray for the spouse and the children of prisoners, that you would keep them and protect them and provide for their every need, that released prisoners will find strength and wisdom to live a different life when they are released from prison. Father, we pray and we ask that you would help us to pray and to remember those behind the prison walls. Father, that we would not forget that some of us are outside, but we are still prisoners in our mind, and that you would help us to pray and to seek your wisdom for prisoners and their family, that we would help the families that are outside and that are hopeless. For those who have life sentence, Lord, that you will turn things around, that you will bring hope. Those who are on death row, Lord, that you would intervene, that you will send people, that they would accept you before their sentence, Lord. Father, we pray that the prison, that you will send saved and Holy Ghost-filled prison officers, correction officers who know you, Lord, and that they would not take advantage of the prisoners, but they would preach and they will talk of your love and of the hope in you, that these prisoners, Lord, will turn from their evil ways and that they would seek you and that they would repent for the wrong things that they have done, so that when they come out, Lord, that they would be changed, their mind will be changed, their mindset would be changed, and that they will seek you and seek hope in you. We pray and we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, if you have any praise report or any prayer request, you are free to interrupt at any time. Another topic that I would like us to pray or would like you to touch and agree in prayer for is seeking God for government leaders. And many of us, most of us know what is going on in the government, in local government, in the national government, and things seem to be just chaotic, and it seems as though nobody knows what to do. Everybody is just confused. So we are going to lift up our government leaders, that they would be examples of righteousness in our society, and that they will experience God's wisdom in their deliberation, and that they would speak and carry out dealings with truth, and that they will not hinder the service and worship of Jesus Christ. that they will come to know and honor and follow Christ. Father, we lift up the government leaders this morning, that they would turn to you, Lord, for direction, that they would seek you, Lord, for solution, that they would know, Lord, those who know you, Lord, that they would seek you and not seek the solution from man. Lord, we have seen the chaos and the confusion that is happening in government. We have seen the result of not right, of incorrect decisions. We have seen, Lord, the selfishness in decisions that have caused war, that have caused destruction, that have caused so much lives to be lost. Father, we come to you this morning, lifting up government leaders everywhere, in every nation. Father, we ask that you place men and women of integrity, men and women who are seeking you for the solution. We ask that you give them the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding that comes from you to govern and to rule the countries and the nations that you have given to them. Because, Lord, you place them in their position is because of your grace and your mercy. And you do not make a mistake. We lift up the government leaders of America, Lord. We lift up President Obama. We ask, Lord, that you give him a non-compromising spirit, that you give him the strength not to compromise when it comes to you, Lord, that you give him the hope that he needs. You give him the faith that he needs to come to you, Lord, to know that you place him there and that you are able to do what you have set him out to do. Father, I ask that you would set before him men and women of integrity. I pray, Lord, that you would touch their heart, that when they make decisions, Lord, that they would seek you first, and you would add everything else unto them. Father, we ask for world peace. We lift up Israel. We lift up the Middle East. We lift up Russia. We lift up the Ukraine, Father. We lift up the world at large, asking for God-fearing government leaders, Lord, that things would be turned around. Father, we ask for divine intervention from you, that men in rulership will seek you, Father. You promise us, Lord, that if we seek you first and your kingdom, that you will add everything else unto us. We thank you, Lord, for the hope that we have in you, knowing that even if the earthly government fails, your heavenly government is in charge and is in control. And we thank you for that hope that you have given us, Lord. The hope in you, in your love, in your peace. Father, we thank you for drawing us unto you to stand in the gap for the world government, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your peace that passeth all understanding. That even when the government say peace, peace, and utter destruction fall upon them, Lord, that we who know you will find an inner peace in you and will cry out. You promise us, Lord, that if your people who are called by your name will turn from our wicked ways, humble ourselves and seek you, that you will answer our prayer. And this morning, Lord, we have turned from our wicked ways and we are going to seek you and cry out, Lord, for you to heal the land. We thank you, Lord, that we are able, we have the opportunity, the freedom to be on this line, Lord, to seek you, Father, because we know that there are places and there are countries that they are not able to do what we are doing, and we do not take this for granted. We thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to come on this line every morning seeking you for situations, seeking you for the hope that you have given us. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We glorify your name because we know that we cannot do it without you. We know that the government cannot do it without you. No matter what strategy or what book or what law that they pass, if they do not seek you first, Lord, nothing would go right. And we thank you that we are able to stand in the gap this morning. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Again,
amen.
If you have any prayer requests or any praise report, we have a few minutes still. You can come forth with it.
Good morning, Sister Christine.
Good morning, Sister Florence. God bless. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. You can hear me clearly?
Yes, I can.
Amen. Thank God. You know, as you were speaking of hope, and the song rang in my spirit years ago that we had Children of Hope Choir, and they used to sing There Is Hope. And there is hope because if we, our life is in Christ Jesus, there
Amen.
Is hope. Now, I would like to, say this prayer. It's personal, but we can make it for everybody. Because when all look hopeless, we know life in Christ is an endless hope. And the scripture, Romans 15:13, says, now the Lord of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. So, Lord God, you are God of hope. We come to you now because we truly have nowhere else to turn.
Yes,
all appears hopeless, Lord, because of the situation around us, around the world, in our nation, our country. Despite circumstances, however, we turn to you, Lord, because your word declares that Christ in us is the hope of glory. Lord Jesus Christ, fill our life with your hope, so that we might be able to glorify you in the midst of suffering, and that we might be enabled by the Spirit to hope until the end. We know it is not your will for us to live in discouragement and despair. We recognize that by sense of hopelessness is the work of the enemy. Please give us, Lord, forgive us for the lack of hope, Father. We renounce all hopelessness now, and we replace it with the faith and hope your word promises. Help us to be like Abraham, who believed in hope against all hope. We know that the hope you are imparting to us, Father, will prevent us from being ashamed. You are filling us with your hope, joy, peace, and faith, so that we will abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father. We put on the breastplate of righteousness and a right relationship with you based on submission, trust, and obedience. And for the helmet, we put on the hope of salvation, Lord Jesus. You love us with an everlasting love, and you have given us everlasting consolation, good hope, and good hope through grace. We receive your precious gift in our lives right now, Lord. We resolve to lay hold upon the hope you have set before us, Father. Your hope is the anchor of our souls, and it is sure and steadfast. We will hope continuously, and we will yet praise you more and more. Thank you for the happiness that comes from trusting in you, Lord. You are our hope in the day of evil. We trust in you and hope in you because you are our Father and our God. You have promised us to you'll never leave us nor forsake us. You will always be with us. We take you at your word, Holy Father. We rejoice in you as you fill us with hope. We thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that prayer, Sister Florence. And this is what we are talking about this morning, the hope to continue on.
Amen.
And I know sometimes our struggle seems to be worse at nighttime. That's the time when we lie down and we're quiet and everything coming up in your head, how you're going to do this, how you're going to pay that, what you're going to do about this. And it's a struggle, but when we have to remember that when the sunrise comes, it brings hope again that we can continue, because hope he promised us in Psalm 35, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Hallelujah.
And we want to thank the Lord for the hope that he sent each morning, each sunrise. He sent new hope because he promised us new mercies. And his mercies and compassion are new every day. Every morning we wake up, we open our eyes and we see that we are alive. That is new hope for another day. No matter what it looked like, how it was the night before, the next morning, we have new hope, new mercies. His grace endureth forever. So that means his grace goes with us every day, his grace and his mercy. So when sometimes it seems as though there's no hope, and I know many of us have experienced hopeless situation where you don't know where to turn, what to do, how it's going to work out.
Yes.
But your hope
is that
he is in control.
Yes.
And nothing could happen without him.
No.
He is our hope to continue no matter what it look like. And I thank God for this prayer line, that we could share hope in God with tons of people. Those who are listening, this is what this prayer line is about, that we could share the hope, that we could share our experiences with God, our relationship with God. As Sister Florence just prayed, we have to put on the whole armor when we walk out, because that is our hope, that the whole armor would protect us from whatever fiery God the enemy sent out. That our hope is he promised us that if we clothe ourselves with the whole armor, he is with us. So I want to thank God for this opportunity this morning that he has given us the hope to come on this line and speak about his how we could trust him no matter what happened, no matter what the news say, no matter what the government say, no matter what the bank says. We know who is our hope. He is the government. He is the bank.
Yes, he is.
He is the Board of Education. He has the all the medicine. He is everything.
Yes.
He is everything. And don't let nobody, no circumstances, make you feel that there's hopelessness.
Mm.
He is in control of everything. Like, we had a situation on my job, and everybody was, they made a decision with our salary, and everybody was like, oh, my God, what is wrong with them? They keep just taking and taking and not giving. And everybody was frantic, and I sat there, and for a moment it kind of shook me, because when they start touching your money you're working for is a problem. And I sat there, and the Holy Spirit, like a voice right next to me, who is your source? Just like that. Who is your source? And I was like, wow, okay. And I turned and I told my coworkers, I said, you know what? The YMCA is not my source. God is my source. And the YMCA could do and say what they want, but I know who is my source. They are not my source. And I felt at peace, like, okay, they could do what they want with your money, but once you do what you have to do, when you get your money for him, he is your source. And that is hope, knowing that no matter what they do on your job or no matter what they do, what whoever do, you have hope in your God, in our God. He owns everything. Everything. There's not one thing that God does not own. And that is what we have to come to a serious understanding, that he is in charge of everything.
Yes, yeah. He is.
Everything. He plays the bank manager. He plays the CEO. He plays every one of them there.
Mm-hmm.
They are not there of themselves. They think they are there of themselves.
True.
But we know he puts up and he puts down.
Yes, he does.
Nah.
And it's a great thing when he put you up. It's a great thing when he placed you somewhere. Nobody could move you unless he wants you to be moved.
Amen.
And that is the hope that we have in him.
Yes.
That we know once he is with us, man could do whatever they want to do. He says, fret not yourself of evildoers.
Jesus.
And he means fret not yourself. Don't be worried about them. He will take care of you and he will take care of them also.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is our hope in this hopeless society. Right now you turn around and all you see is hopelessness. How this is going to happen? How this is going to be done? How, and you feel like, oh my gosh, is it worth just being here? And that is what a lot of people is asking themselves. Is it worth being here with all this chaos and all? People is not working, homeless people. Is it worth? Yes, it is, because our hope comes from him. And we know that no matter what it looks like or what happens, we have hope and faith in him.
Amen.
So that is my word for today.
Amen.
Hope to continue on.
Yes.
I have a little prayer, new mercies every day. Grace, new mercies every morning. Grace for every day. New hope for every child, and courage all the way. So I want to encourage each and every one of us who have situation that's seen, and sometimes the situation is not hopeless, you know, but the devil have a way of showing us just the hopelessness in the situation. That we dwell on just the situation, the hopelessness in the situation, and not the hope in God. So sometimes when we encounter situation, instead of thinking or dwelling on the situation or the problem, dwell on the hope that comes from above.
Amen.
So this morning I would like to leave us with a benediction, and it's taken from Give me a minute. It's taken from John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid, because our hope is in our God.
Amen.
I would like to close us off with a prayer. Father, we come to you this morning thanking you, praising you, magnifying your name. Thanking you for the hope that we have in you, Lord. Thanking you for our strength that cometh from you. Thanking you for peace that cometh from you, the peace that passeth all understanding. We thank you for your love, Lord, for your forgiveness, that knowing that you are in control, give us the hope for tomorrow, the hope for the next moment, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we are privileged enough to come before your throne, and it's because of that sacrifice you make on that cross for us, Lord. We thank you for your blood. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. You promised us, Lord, that when you leave, you would send a comforter. And we thank you for sending that comforter, that we could find the comfort in your love daily. Father, as we leave this line, remind us that you are our hope in every hopeless situation. We thank you for Pastor Aubrey Gregory. Father, we lift him up this morning, strengthen his body. Renew his spirit, restore his strength, Lord. We ask that you strengthen Sister Liz, Lord, that, Father, that they would run and not get weary, and they would walk and not faint. We ask that you touch him right now wherever he is, Lord, and that you give him a fresh anointing. Fill his cup running over, Lord.
That
you replace every virtue that was taken out of his body, Lord. That you will give him the spirit of encouragement. That you will give him new hope in you, Lord. That he is able to do what you said that he will do. And that you will keep him under your care and under your love, Lord, in everything that he do. Bless his going out and his coming in. Bless everyone on this line this morning, Lord, as they go to the different position and the different direction, that you will go with them, that you will protect them, and you will guide them, you will cover them with your blood, and that your love, your eternal love, will reign in their lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Have a blessed day. Walk in hope. Walk in hope. Walk in him. I love you, and the love of God is with you. Have a blessed day, everyone.
God bless you, Sister Christine, and everyone on this prayer line. In Jesus' name.
God bless you. God bless everyone. Have a blessed day.
Be blessed.